for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216.
You're supposed to start right now. I think this is karaoke.
Shit my pants in the park. I think it was the 4th of July.
Hey, we're shitting our pants in the park. You guys should come down to the park tonight and shit your pants with us. It's going to be fucking awesome.
Yep, and think it's the 4th of July.
That's right. What happened? Oh, it's still karaoke. Oh, there's a guy selling ice
man
cream.
Man selling ice cream.
Okay, let's stop that. Oh, we're starting over. Hey, it's like the Twilight Zone. It's the 4th of July.
It is all over again.
It's Friday.
When was the last time a Friday, 4th of July, fuzz?
It's been a long time since I rock and rolled on a 4th of July on a Friday. And just think, next year will be Saturday in the park, if you're in a park, when it's the 4th of July. Wait, is it a... Nope. It is not. Next year is not a leap year, so yes. Next year will be Saturday in the park, I think it was 4th of July, where you can get so drunk, you'll shit your pants.
Yeah.
In the park. Or maybe you could see a really
And
cool,
a man puts it, makes it ice cream.
Maybe you could see a really cool fireworks show. That would make you shit your pants. Shit my pants! I've never heard that. You just make that up?
Yeah, it just sounded good. I'd probably say it.
Dude, you know. If you have never said that, Weird Al Yankovic played Hitler on Drunk History.
You play any classic rock song and I'll Weird Al it for you.
I thought you were going to say, and I could say shit my pants to any song.
It'll probably be shit related. I could make it shit related. You know, that song, My Baby Wrote Me a Letter?
Yeah,
I used to sing that my baby shit me a sweater, and then you think, and then Ron and I at work would discuss.
Wouldn't it be knit?
Nope, shit.
That doesn't.
No,
really.
No. Ron and I would discuss it in length afterwards. You would eat yarn.
You'd have to eat a lot of yarn.
You'd have to eat a lot of yarn, and then you kind of you just shit a sweater.
My baby, she shit me a sweater. Nope.
My baby just shit me a sweater.
Okay, so that's what
it's
we need to do
imagery.
For that one. We're working on an album of weird Terry and Gatchev. Terry and Gatchevic. It's a weird Terry and Gatchevic records coming out with a song called White Remote Rabbit, which is actually all about Cialis. When your dick is too small. And maybe shitting your baby a sweater. Or I shit my pants in the park. I think it was the 4th. I think it was that 5th of Jim Beam.
I think it was that 5th of Jim Beam.
I shit my pants in the park, and I think it must have been that 5th of Jim Beam. Another day.
That'll do it.
I shit my
pants.
I'm
just saying.
Must have been that fucking gin.
Did you know today, interesting factoid, because it is the 4th of July and Independence Day when we left Britain?
We
left Britain.
We left Britain.
We said, we don't need you, Britain. Do not tax us. Right?
Right.
We're not going to pay your taxes, and we're not going to follow your king, queen BS anymore. We're going to start being presidentes. And so they were presidente, remember that?
I do.
But these, did you know three presidents of the first five... Three of the first five presidents died on July 4th.
You fucking kidding me?
No.
Like the same year?
Two of them on the same year. John Adams and Thomas Jefferson died on the first, on the same day.
They did?
And then James Monroe died. He was number five president of El Presidente Club.
Ah!
Something happened.
I know. I was trying to hook up our silent partner over there. because I forgot before we started the episode.
Uh-huh.
Flames is here, but he couldn't talk because he didn't have a microphone.
What now, is up in the Flames hole?
Now I got him two turntables and a microphone.
Yep, two corn dogs in a microwave. We could do that song. Bam.
No.
Yep. There you go. Bam.
Yep. We've decided it's the cord now. It's not the mic.
Yeah, it's got a short in it.
That's the longest cord with a short I've ever seen. But you can't touch it once you get it set.
You can't touch it.
It's just like an MC Hammer microphone.
Don't touch this.
And it is a hot mic, so you don't. It's for some reason it's super hot.
Mm-hmm.
Where's it plugged into?
Hot.
Yeah, so you don't have to get right on it. If you do, they'll think you're trying to come on to them. Did you have a hot day yesterday, Flames?
Yes, sir.
Did you How feel like hot you? Was it?
Hot.
It was like 96 at my house on Tuesday.
It was...
That was the hottest day of the week, is why I'm doing Tuesday.
It was 97 in my landlord's head.
In his head?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck does that mean?
That's what he told me it was.
Oh.
Yeah.
In the landlord's head.
Mm-hmm. Yep, landlord stopped by and he said 97, and that was the only gauge I ever had of the... of the temperature.
He said it was 97 in his head?
No, he just said it was 97.
Oh, okay.
So in his head, in his mind,
okay.
It was 97.
Well, he might have just seen something that told him that might have been...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fair. But that was my only barometer of how hot it was yesterday.
Oh.
That That's weird. Hot here.
That is, you know, and we're complaining about it, but
yeah.
It's already coming down. Not rain, but the temperature is coming down.
That's mm-hmm. good. Thank you.
It's only like 80 today, I think.
80
76
today.
This is what the high temp was out at work today.
Huh.
No, it's more than that.
It was 79 at my house.
Yeah, it felt a lot hotter.
It feels very
It's like 127.
In here right now, in mm-hmm. my head.
What's the feels like temperature?
Hey, we didn't check that for 60. A while.
69.
It doesn't feel like
Hey. It's like hot in the shade, but it feels... Okay, this says... Oh, it's 81. Feels like 81. That's what it says right here, and it says that it's fair. The forecast says partly cloudy, lows of 55, and then by today, which is the 4th of July, it says it's supposed to be 81 and partly cloudy. Zero chance of precipitation. So that's...
Zero.
Zero. That means
dude, no, it is so wow. hot. It is raining.
But then it says 90 on Sunday.
It is so hot, it's raining.
What?
Because it gets so humid that it rains.
Dude, and then we got a string of 91, zero clouds, zero precipitation, zero 90, 91, 91, 91, 91 all next week. So get ready for It's a Heat Wave!
Coming at you
down. In the heat wave.
In the heat wave.
Did you know 238th Independence Day?
That's this year?
Mm-hmm.
So the first... Well, there have been other 4th of Julys. Oh, but they weren't Independence Day. Okay, I gotcha. 238.
You've been alive like a good portion of
I remember
US
celebrating
history.
The 200th.
Mm-hmm.
They had some new quarters that they put out that year. I was 8.
When was that?
1976.
Oh, yeah.
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 Because they signed that Declaration of Independence in 1776.
Yeah.
Yep.
238 years ago today. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm having a flashback. Who can name all the people that signed that?
I can.
There's a lot of people on that.
How many people signed John Hancock?
12.
One.
Just one, but they all signed their John Hancock.
Mm-hmm.
But why did that become? Was that around the time that became a phrase?
What, just one?
Some people saying you got to give your John Hancock. That became a phrase meaning you have to give your signature.
I don't know if it became a phrase then.
Oh, it was a phrase.
Yeah, but I might have spent a while.
Dude, it was totally a phrase.
Totally, man.
Here's a fact for you.
What?
$4 million is spent on U.S. flags.
Dude. Wow. What if fags...
3.9...
What if fags cost
all
so much?
Of that $4 million, $3.9 million of that was spent on flags made in China.
Oh, America right there. Thank God for America, because flags aren't gay. They're not.
Yep.
You don't want to drag them on the ground or burn them. You don't want to disgrace them. You want to pledge allegiance to them.
The 4th of July is the most popular holiday for grilling, followed by Memorial Day and Labor Day.
I bet this year even more because it's on a Friday. Like last year, I'm pretty sure you'd think it was a Thursday, but I thought last year was on a Wednesday, but I might be incorrect. Maybe it was 2 years ago. But we had a pretty good sized barbecue 2 years ago at our house for the 4th of July, and it was on a Wednesday. And on a Friday, I'm sure it'd only be bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like having that many people at my house. I had too many people at my house a couple nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was a belated birthday party for Mike and Acacia.
Mm-hmm.
There was like 16 people there that weren't me.
That's a lot of people that aren't you.
To be at my house, I know. And they're all having a barbecue. I had some food and stuff too, but too many people. And they were being loud in the back. Such an old
person. In the room.
I'm a grumpy old guy now.
Yep.
But I still like to party when it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't want to, you fucking guys are being way too loud. But if I want to be loud with my friends, that's okay because I'm old.
Yep.
I've earned that right, I think.
Every 4th of July is the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
You want to have one?
How many hot dogs have you ever eaten in one day? What's your personal record of hot dogs?
I've never tried.
Three.
Well, yeah. Not trying, but I mean, like, you've had probably
around three.
Three hot dogs?
I mean, there's been a day when I've eaten, like, two corn dogs, which is equivalent to a hot dog, right?
Yeah.
Probably more because there's more.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I've eaten a couple corn dogs, like, in one setting and then maybe had a couple hot dogs later at a barbecue or something. So, you know, maybe four hot dogs by accident. But I think I could probably do that thing, that challenge, but I'd probably only get maybe 10.
10 hot dogs in 10 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, if that.
I wouldn't want to win it because you win the mustard belt.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
The record is 69.
And that's held by Chestnut.
Wasn't it that Chinese looking kid?
Joey Chestnut.
In 2010, Takeru Kobayashi didn't compete due to a contract dispute.
Oh.
He had a contract dispute.
Because I remember when the record was like 51.
What do you think that contract dispute was over?
Brand of dogs.
I don't know. He was arrested while rushing the stage after the event.
Now, are these hot dogs all cooked?
2011.
Because they plump when you cook them.
2011, men and women started competing separately.
Oh.
Well, good. They shouldn't be racing genders, mixing genders like that.
Yep. Yep, and then last year was Joey Chestnut with his 69 hot dogs.
God dang.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
that's gross.
That guy can eat.
Yep.
Is he fat or skinny?
He's skinny.
That's what usually happens.
He is. He's not a big guy.
Your style and training and eating turds.
Eating turds?
It is about eating turds.
How do you figure?
It's just like because hot dogs are like turds.
Turds.
Because they taste like shit and they're long and
kinda
soft.
Like, kind
of
like when
and
women
they get shot out of a small stainless steel anus.
Kind
of
like when women are having anal sex and every time it comes out it feels like they're shitting.
Mm-hmm.
That was the truth. Flames missed that one. That was from the comedy show. Had a lady doing comedy at Denny's and that was her analogy of anal sex was... The going in part wasn't too bad, but every time it came out, she goes, it just felt too much like shitting. I just thought I was just like shitting the bed. But that's just gross now. I never want to have anal sex with a girl again.
Oh, come on now.
Just like, pretend my dick's a turd.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Just shit that thing out.
You know that people celebrate the 4th of July with hot dogs, beer, barbecues, and fireworks that light up the sky during the night?
I didn't know that. That's a well-known fact about the 4th of July.
Maybe not to all of our listeners, though.
Oh, no. We've got at least two listeners from Bangladesh MTV.
Mm-hmm.
MTV Bangladesh.
Yep. The country actually got its independence on 1783. September 3rd, why? When Great Britain abandoned all claims to the U.S. and signed the Treaty of Paris.
So that's like 8 years later or something? So 76 or 7 years later?
Mm-hmm.
1883?
Yep. And it didn't even become a federal holiday until 1870.
And no one really officially even recognized it till that movie came out with Will Smith.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Independence Day.
Will Smith. And then it was okay for black people to celebrate their independence. Did you know that there was a black lady that refused to give up her seat before Rosa Parks? I learned that on Drunk History.
Well, of course. There had to be people.
Well, but Rosa Parks got all the glory hole.
Of course, though. But just because she was there doesn't mean someone else. I mean, there.
It was
a
different day and everything. This girl.
Somebody probably refused to get up off their seat many times before. They probably didn't live to tell about it.
Oh, well, this lady just got arrested, and then she didn't want to make a big scene. But then Rosa Parks said, no, make a scene. I'll make a scene and make a scene. Now she's fucking queen of making a scene.
Yeah.
About having your fucking face seen on TV when you're already dead. Have you guys been to McDonald's lately?
Yes, sir.
Really?
Nope.
Yes, seriously? I have.
Why do you still go there?
I don't know why.
Do you know how bad it is for you?
How bad is it?
I don't know.
I'll tell you.
Tell them.
Bad.
How bad?
Bad.
Bad. Dude, it's bad.
Bad
to
triple
the bone.
Burger. Bad triple burger.
Is that what you had, a triple burger?
Oh, Jesus. Man, I have two of them at lunch.
What?
Why do you eat at McDonald's?
Do you not have any other choices?
Well, that's just usually where they're going.
Are you herded in? Herded in with the fucking cream cheese?
I get half an hour lunch.
Yeah?
And I'm halfway in between Albany and Corvallis.
Okay.
So it's like if somebody else is driving, I just give them my money and wherever they go, they go.
They know
what I want at Rigoberto's. They know what I want at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
They know what I want at Mickey D's. So.
Well, have you ever been just jonesing for some Mickey D's though? Like after you haven't had it for a few days?
No.
No.
I do not jones for Mickey D's.
Okay.
No.
Good. Good. No. Because that would be a bad thing.
I eat there because it's cheap.
Convenient.
A $2 triple.
It's not cheap, though. That's not true.
A $2 triple. It's not bad.
It's not true?
It's not true.
Dude, if I go to the burger joint in my town, USA, it costs like $7 for a burger. You can't get a burger.
What's the cost for a burger if you make it at home?
$3. $4.
Is it worth the extra taste?
But you got to buy a whole bunch of shit and make a whole bunch of burgers, though, to get that average price. You know, you can't buy one burger.
Yeah, you buy a pound of burger and you only cook a quarter of it.
Right. You can buy a quarter.
And then you put it on a bun, and then you put your stuff on there, and it's not loaded with the salt and preservatives.
Now, you do have to realize that beef prices have gone up a lot.
Yeah, I know.
In the last month.
Beef anymore.
It's
alien.
No,
meat
product. It's because in the Midwest there, with all the freezes, there was, you know, a lot of cattle that died.
The aliens, that's what I'm saying. The aliens killed all. You guys, seriously, do you believe in Bigfoot? Because there's a new Bigfoot movie out with Bobcat Goldthwait.
Bigfoot don't exist.
He has a new movie out called, like, Willow Creek or something weird.
Mm-hmm.
And he just did a screening in Eugene and in Salem. Friends of the podcast, John Mink and Eric Alexander Moore, got to host and open the show for Bobcat, where they watched the movie, and then he did a Q&A afterwards.
Hey, what's the name of the movie?
Willow Creek.
And it's about Bigfoot?
Yeah, and it's directed by Bobcat Goldthwait.
I wonder if that's that movie that Mike Cheever has been working on since high school.
Maybe.
Because he did a movie about...
If he's been working on it since high school.
Oh no, it's been in a process for.
Well, you know who Bobcat Goldthwait is, though, don't you?
Oh yeah,
he's like a popular dude. So I don't know who Michael Cheever is. I know he's a local guy that you said you introduced me to, or not introduced me to, but told me about. That had some money that was making a movie.
Yeah,
and
a good friend of Brady's also.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Brady's mom invested in him.
I don't think this is a serious movie about Bigfoot. I think it's like a movie. Like a movie.
Just a kid's movie or something?
No, not a kid's movie. Like a movie. Like a movie.
It's a movie.
A movie. Yeah,
not a documentary. A film about
Bigfoot.
A script.
Big feet.
That's like fiction, most likely.
Yep.
But yeah.
I don't know. It's about Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And it's called Willow Creek.
That's what I said.
And it's a horror movie that will make you think twice before going into the woods.
Or to McDonald's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It has that one chick in there.
That's not the movie, then.
And that one guy. Oh, and that other guy. And another guy. But Bobcat wrote it and directed it. And, if you're going to watch it, I would like to say that there are multiple uses of the F word.
What the fuck?
And a few mentions of vagina, bean, and cock.
Oh, did they say the N word or the C word?
Shit is used regularly. And a bit of sex banter at the beginning where between the lead couple as they drive, they make various compliments about their genitalia.
Well, that's hilarious.
The lead woman pretends to masturbate the Bigfoot statue. The statue has no visible pins. The action is pretended. The male lead strips with his back to camera and drives in the creek midway.
Jeez,
that's just in case you're wanting to let your kids watch it.
No, don't. It's not a kid's film. I don't know why fucking anything came out of Flame's mouth, and then he had an attack over there, and he came on himself.
It's not a
He's drooling
movie.
Out his dick. He's fucking slobbering out his nose. He's fucking coughing all over the place. Dustin's trying to tell us a story about...
It's not a kid's movie?
No, it's not. It's a grown-up movie. It's not...
I thought it was about that guy... he lives in a creek, and his name is Willow.
That is incorrect.
He's a reluctant dwarf. He has to play a critical role in protecting a special baby from an evil queen.
That's just Willow.
It has Val Kilmer in it.
Will.
That's Willow.
That's what
it
I just
has
said.
It has Willow Oofgood in it.
Meow.
And it also has Bill Barty.
Billy Barty?
And Pat Roach.
He knows him personally. Ooh. Pat Roach is from what? Pat
and
Roach?
Kevin Pollack.
Pat Roach from Trailer Park Boys? Randy?
Pat Roach.
That's Pat Roach. Randy's Pat Roach?
That's Randy from...
Pat Roach.
Does it have a picture?
Was in...
Probably can't recognize him with a shirt on.
He played General Kale. But it was written by George Lucas.
Really?
He wrote the story. Yep, and if you're going to watch Willow, I recommend you don't do it. Mostly because there is a lot of action violence.
Huh.
It's
and they say, what the hell, three times, and you jackass once. And a little man called a brownie falls into a liquid and spits it out, and then he yells beer and dives back in, which could lead your kids to drink.
He yells beer?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, fuck, I ain't watching that.
I never did like brownies anyway.
And a popular quote from that movie is, "We'll never catch up with those horses."
All right, well, we talked a second about it on Wednesday's show about that movie, The Conjuring. I'm cutting him off because I don't want to hear that Willow bullshit. But Flames saw The Conjuring weeks ago, and then I was listening back to the
episode.
I'll
conjure up some Willow facts while you're talking about that.
And you were like, oh, spoiler. And he's like, I didn't even see anything. You're like, well, you said you watched it, so now you said it's good, so now it's going to ruin it for
me. It did ruin that whole movie for me. When I watched it, I only thought it was okay.
You didn't watch it, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
A movie that can keep you on your toes.
Dude,
through the whole movie
not,
like that.
You did not watch that movie on your toes.
Dakota was on the edge of her seat.
You know what I mean. You know,
all right, I'll buy that.
It's one of those movies where you got to keep your guard up. If you don't...
You did not have your guard up.
You'll have...
Are you telling me you watched those with
your brown
hands
eye will be
and
weak
arms
and
up
be
in front of your face?
In your shorts. Huh?
You watched that movie like this? This is how you watch the movie with your arms, with your fists up, ready... You were guarded?
Well, no, man. You know what I mean. Yeah, I mean, you just had... You could not... Let's say you knew that the unexpected was going to happen.
Now, do you
But then you didn't know
that?
When and where and how it was going to happen.
That's how it was unexpected.
But did you believe the thing at the end where it shows all the real family and the newspaper clippings? Do you guys think that it's real?
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's what? Based on real facts.
It's fake facts.
Everything is based on a real story, though.
No.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
No.
Amityville Horror, man.
Nothing that's based on real is based on real.
You ever heard of Amityville Horror?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the Winchester Mystery House?
Yes, just last week I went there for vacation.
Did you?
No.
Oh.
I spent three nights there in 1973.
Dude, where is that it? Is the weirdest shit. It's in San Jose, California.
Oh, well, see.
It's San Jose, the Winchester Repeating Arms.
Oh.
Okay, it was that's where they were arms. That's where he lived.
That's where
when they died, and they had this big plantation.
Yeah.
And then he died. Then their daughter died.
What do black bananas have to do with this?
And then, well, she went to a a psychic, a gypsy, and she said, you know, from what, because your husband has designed all these weapons that kill people, you have to build your, you know, build onto your house and keep building and don't stop. And it's for the spirits of the people that your husband's guns have killed. So anyway, there's a little bit of that behind it. But anyway, walking through there, it is very, very weird. You always get the feeling like somebody's watching you.
Like, well, Rockwell.
Somebody always is watching you, or else you don't exist.
There's no cameras in there.
If no if no one sees you, how do you know you exist?
If a ghost blows you in a dark room and no one's there to hear you, did it really happen?
I don't know. I wouldn't tell.
See, now this movie had like, oh, quit pulling my leg. I'm trying to sleep, sister. Ooh, quit farting. That smells bad. Rotten. And the guy who was the exorciser guy was the dude from Insidious 2 who was the guy who was possessed.
Is that movie any good?
Nice.
It was pretty good.
Insidious
2?
It was good enough to, not bad enough to, I watched it all the way through, but I wasn't quite on the edge of my seat or on my toes.
It's by the same guy that did The Conjuring.
Is it? Well, the same guy's in it. And it's the same guy that was in Hard Candy. They got tortured by that gay Ellen Page before she told anyone she was gay.
Uh-oh.
What, you know that she's gay?
Who?
She came out of the closet. Ellen Page.
I don't know who that is.
She's the girl who was Leahy's daughter in the Trailer Park Boys, and she was a skater in that movie with Drew Barrymore about the roller derby team.
She was also in that movie with Lawrence Fishburne.
And she was in Juno. Juno, that one girl, she was in that movie called Juno with Michael Cera, and she was also in a ton of other movies.
You know Lawrence Fishburne got his start by putting fish on his sideburns?
Yeah, that's before he changed his name. His name was Larry Fish Sideburns.
Yep.
Nice. Hey, where did Freeman get his start?
Morgan Freeman, Electric Company.
Yeah.
The Electric Company.
That's weird to see him go from that to how big he is now.
He's huge.
He got his start in the hospital.
That is crazy.
And then we were watching Tenacious D, The Pick of Destiny, and one of the kids finally realized that guy that is Andy Dufresne, Timothy Robbins, he's got the fucked up leg, and he saddles up to the bar there next to Jack Black, and he's like, going to break into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, huh? And they're like, is that Andy Dufresne? I was like, how many times have you seen this movie? And they're like, 100. I was like, yep, that's him. Can't believe you didn't know it. And then that was just a little while later when they said, you know who plays Sasquatch? That's the guy from Step Brothers. And I'm like, nope. And they're like, yep. And then they Googled it and they're like, yep. And I was like, oh, okay. Didn't say so in the credits.
Tell him a friend said hi.
Did you know that that guy's brothers with Ed Begley Jr.?
Vaguely. I vaguely remember that. You're telling me that John C. Reilly is the brother of Ed Begley?
No, that other guy.
Which other guy?
The other guy you were just talking about.
I forgot.
Tim Robbins?
The guy from...
Yeah.
No.
What?
No, they're not brothers.
They're not brothers?
No.
I've never seen them in the same room.
They do look alike, but they're not brothers. But
brothers can be in the same room.
Huh?
Yeah.
I've never seen them in the same room.
Yeah.
I've seen brothers in the same room.
Yeah.
I've seen two brothers that were brothers that I've never seen in the same room before.
Yeah.
And they were in the same room?
Yeah. It was weird.
But they're the brothers.
Hell. Right.
And so is... they're both brothers with David Cross.
Oh.
Not the regular David, black David Cross.
Oh. No. I used to have David Cross confused with the other black David Cross.
Right.
See, and then I had this chest of drawers that I kept my...
A chest of underwear?
I kept my clothes in it, right? And I named him David Cross. He was my David Cross dresser. Hey, you know, when I'm thinking about doing some acid or something, well, there's something that happened to a guy in Vermont. And I don't want this to happen to me.
All right.
Because he will be arraigned on attempted murder.
Probably not unless you're getting maple syrup.
No. He got his girlfriend to jump off a cliff.
All right.
Nice.
Because he convinced her that a bear was attacking them.
Hmm.
But according to investigators, there was no bear.
Nice. No bear.
But they were tripping balls. And the 28-year-old is also charged with domestic assault, restless endangerment, and restless leg syndrome. But no, he claims he was suffering from hallucinogenic effects that caused him to see what he thought was a bear.
Mm-hmm.
And he set the cabin on fire and told his girlfriend to jump off the cliff to escape. And she did.
Oh.
But she fell about 60 feet.
And died.
No, she just sustained a broken back and a punctured lung and a broken rib. But the cabin burned to the ground.
Ouch.
And this was all just... Yeah, so if I'm frying on acid and I think that a bear's attacking me, I don't want to burn down my camper and push my wife off a cliff.
You need a medicine man or a shaman there.
Shaman?
Or like an M. Night Shaman on Naman.
That's weird that you'd say that because in our camp we have an M. Night Shaman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you have an M. Night Shyamalan?
Well, some people call him the Midnight Shaman.
The Midnight.
But we just call him M. Night Shaman.
Mm.
The Midnight. Blonde.
You got M. Night Shyamalan. They did an M. Night Shyamalan joke in Orange is the New Black.
Who put the bang in the bang, the bang, the bang? Who put the shaman in the M. Night Shyamalan?
Did you know they sell mascara at commissary?
Yeah.
Found that out in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's called Orange is the New Black.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you get to start watching season 2 yet?
Oh, yeah. I'm halfway through it already.
Hot lesbian prison sex, right?
Oh, yeah. All the
Let's
time.
Let's make out.
So-so.
Yeah. Well, she's just a hunger strike waiting to happen.
There's a couple of them are pretty hot.
Yeah, but that one with the frizzy hair, she likes to eat the most pussy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's a muff diver.
She is a muff diver. I bet they
Big
don't get
time.
Lots of shaving going on, so she probably. I'm surprised they haven't integrated that.
Oh, no. There's. If they want to shave in there, they can shave in there. They get razors.
Yeah.
That's how they make those toothbrush knives.
Oh, well, you're not have to tell me. I was in a women's prison once. Don't laugh. It's not funny. What's funny about me being in prison?
You were in a women's prison?
Yes.
For what?
For like 6 months.
For what?
I can't divulge that on the air.
Oh.
I'll tell you afterwards.
Cut a bitch.
I did cut a bitch when I was in.
Oh.
I got put in the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And lucky for me, I only had one foot.
Was it Larry's shoe?
No, it was the shoe, you know. That's where you go when you're a bad girl.
I went there and there was a man with one red shoe.
Really, Tom Cruise?
Mm-hmm. Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Tom Cruise Hanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
Tom Cruise Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks, Tom Cruise. Hanks.
Yep.
You're welcome, thanks.
What's your favorite Tom Hanks movie?
What the hell? What the hell are those things in
Philadelphia?
Speed.
In the military?
Oh, bombs?
A turret. There's a turret.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can get a syndrome from those.
Well,
yeah.
If you're from the South and you
tracks
have a band sometimes, you go on.
Tracks and stuff on them.
Sometimes if you're a band from Oklahoma, you go on tour. You just play some shows and sell some T-shirts and on tour.
And you get a turret syndrome.
Oh, fuck. Goddamn shit. Motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a funny movie over the weekend last week.
Did it have anything to do with soccer?
No, but it was like Wedding Crashers Part 79.
Nice.
Why do Will, or what's his name, fucking Weird Nose fucking dude.
Weird Nose and No Thumb?
Weird Nose and Vince Vaughn. Mm-hmm. Owen Wilson. Why do they make movies that are just the same movie with different people in lines?
Because people go to watch them.
Because they're narnards.
So why not then?
And then like all the same people just show up in the movie for like a little bit. Will Ferrell and all their little mm-hmm. circle of people. I watched The Internship. Kind of funny. I laughed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty funny. They go to work for Google.
That's the one with Steve Jobs as Ashton Kutcher.
No, no, no. That one's called Jobs. This one has John Goodman in it at the beginning.
Oh!
And he's their boss and their watch salesman, which isn't a very lucrative business these days because everybody has a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's a pretty good movie, though. I laughed out loud.
Mm-hmm. So, John Goodman, I watched him recently in a show.
Oh, a new one. Yeah, it was called The Big Lebowski.
No, it was Damages.
Oh, Damages?
Yeah, he was on for a whole season. He was a army dude.
Wow.
That was it was a whole season. It was like 10 episodes. And it was well done. I really liked that season, man. It was pretty gripping, just everything that was going on. That show is twisted and weird, dude.
Kind of grabs
you. I just thought it was some little weird courtroom thing, but those are some crazy fucking bitches.
And was this a FX series, or was it a
Netflix?
Original Netflix series.
No. It was the first three were on FX, maybe, or something, some channel, and then the last two were picked up by Oprah Winfrey.
Her own network.
No, I don't know how accurate that is. It might have been on BET.
Dude, we don't rely on accuracy here at the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
I think
we're
it was
all
on
conjecture and fucking that, whatever that other shit is.
I think it was on BET.
Oh. Bitch Entertainment Fucker Television?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was on... here's some of the things that were on... It was filmed in New York. No, it went to the Audience Network.
New York.
Two seasons.
Audience Network?
Mm-hmm.
That's a TV... It's not a real channel.
You got Glenn Close playing the main bitch, right?
Okay.
And then in the first season, Ted Danson.
You can't Danson.
Was the villain.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Man.
And then Marcia Gay Harden's in there. Remember her from...
I do!
From Miller's Crossing?
I remember her from something else, too.
Meow.
And in the second one, third season, Timothy Oliphant gets involved. But then in the second one, William Hurt is the enemy.
Ah.
And in the third season, I can't remember. But okay. In the fourth season, John Goodman is the bad guy. And in the fifth season, I think it is, Martin Short joins the cast as a lawyer, which is pretty, and he's kind of like the villain.
Weird. I might check that out.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, and it has a song by the VLA. You ever hear of those guys?
No. What does that stand
for?
There's
five seasons and 59 episodes.
Oh, the VLA, the Very Loose Assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard of those guys.
Yep, it's a legal thriller, and it is written, and DirecTV picked it up for two seasons.
Huh.
There's a lot of plot twists, and it's there's like two different storylines all the time. It's like from the beginning of the crime and all the way up through the investigation, but at the same time through every episode, you're seeing a little bit of like what goes on 6 months later.
Oh.
Like, so there's like two or three things you're putting together, but each season is its own little thing. And it's pretty fucking messed up show. I thought it was crazy.
Is that recently added to Netflix or?
Maybe.
Because they just recently, like last week, took off 80 titles. 80. Someone posted a list of them on the Instant Views.
Any of them good?
Not a few, but not the majority of them were like Rocky 1 through 6.
Ooh. Ooh, break
damn
my
it.
Heart.
I
break
know.
My heart.
I know.
No,
but they added like 40, but still, they might have added more than 40, but it just means to me that that's less stuff for us to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish, I don't know. I like some things, and, most of them I've been having a hard time, but. What I did do is I started watching The Shield.
Oh.
Michael Chiklis?
Yep.
Michael Chiklis, yeah.
Chiklis.
And Walton Goggins. I always thought it was Walter Goggins, but it's Walton Goggins.
When you got a name like Goggins, you can't just have a normal name.
Maybe
like
you've
Walter.
Seen him in some things. I know you have. But it's done by Kurt Sutter. He's part one of the guys that might have created that show, or he was a producer. But he's the guy that does Sons of Anarchy.
I got a pubic hair on my throat.
The Sons of Anarchy. And I think the Shield is kind of like more, it's a basic cable, kind of the wire. You know, but it's not so like every season is one storyline or whatever. It's not so much like that.
I got a load in my mouth right now.
But it's a good show. I would recommend The Shield if you have not seen The Shield. It's got some gritty, gritty stuff going on.
I watched
in
that
there,
one episode.
Dirty cups.
I had my guard up the whole
time. Did you?
Yeah.
Did you really?
I had my
shield. Were your arms up in front
no,
of your face?
I had a shield.
It's a weird shot style too, just the whole way that the cold opens are and on the show.
That was crazy. I have a new appreciation for women who suck dick.
Really?
Don't take any of these quotes out of context and stream them together. And that's not an idea.
No.
You can put it on our album. We're going to put out an EP for you guys to buy if you want. You can get it on Bandcamp. It's only going to
be
50. It's
called the Grand Clam Comedy Poop Hole.
It's only going to cost $50. I think that is the name of it. The Grand Clam Comedy Poop Hole.
Wow.
And it's available on Bandcamp. And it's only $59. That's a 59-minute. I don't know. But I just sucked
5.9
some
minutes.
I sucked some stuff into my mouth. And then... But I had to, like, swallow it.
That's what she said.
And you guys were double-teaming me earlier, and so that's just what happens. Chicken Flames just blew his mic out.
Yeah.
Do you have any, it's been a while since we've talked, poop.
About Stained? It's been a while since we've talked about poop.
And Stained.
What was the last good shit you had?
6 minutes ago.
Whoa, dude, we were sitting here, right?
I know.
I didn't even smell it.
I know.
The worst shit that I had recently was...
About 30 years ago was the best one.
This morning when the cat decided to shit right in front of the fucking litter box instead of in the litter box, and there wasn't even that much shit in the litter box because she's a fucking little bitch. She's the only cat
that I usually
wish death upon daily.
Ooh,
Danielson.
Have you ever had a cat watch you take a dump?
I've had a cat watch me masturbate.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. He wouldn't. That's the weirder thing. She wouldn't stop watching me, but I wouldn't stop masturbating. So we kind of eat it. That's what the cat said to me. No. So then I just came on the cat, and then she ran away. Now she's afraid. She knows when I have that gun in my hand that she might get shot. So she doesn't hang around in the room when I'm pumping that thing up. She's like, that thing's like a single barrel shotgun.
Yep. How many times you gotta pump it?
Dude, it's like a 400 pumper.
Oh, shit.
Depending on what video I clicked on. Or whatever. Sometimes I just jack off to the cat. I'm like, oh, that's a nice pussy. Look at that pussy. Ooh, it's a hairy pussy.
I was wondering why your cats had like a spiked hairdo.
That pussy has teeth. Look, that pussy's got ears on the top of its head.
You got a pussy with ears.
A pussy with teeth and a pussy with hair all over its meat.
Meow.
Hans, do you have a cat? Oh, Hans sent me a message the other day. He was listening to an episode where we were talking about his children. And he said, no daughters, just two sons and the wife. And I said, good. Good job. He said, lucky. Lucky me. I said he was a lucky slug, actually. Because he likes that term.
Yep.
You lucky slug.
Have you seen that movie, Django?
I just recently rewatched it. Yes, I've
seen
it probably
six times. Character. Billy Crash. Remember that guy, Billy Crash?
Dang it. No. I don't think I do.
Have you seen Machete Kills?
Yeah, I watched at least half of that.
Remember El Chameleon?
I think so.
My answer exactly.
Have you seen The Hateful Eight?
Nope. The Hateful Eight?
Eight.
thought that was just going to take a steak and you just hatefully fillet it.
Have you seen House of a Thousand Corpses?
Yes.
Remember Deputy Steve Nash?
Fuck, man. Why don't you ask me somebody who... Yeah, I do. He had a mustache, didn't he? Steve Nash with a mustache. Used to play for the Dallas Mavericks, right?
That was pretty close, but not right.
Okay. Okay, so on Wednesday, we told you we missed Monday's show. And usually when that happens, I'll give you two entries of Hans' CD player, but I didn't, so I'm giving you two today. He's listening to a band like it should be Monday. Have you ever heard of Calabrese?
That's Billy Crash.
Yeah, he had a mustache in House of a Thousand Corpses. Yeah, he was the deputy.
That's Walton Goggins.
Oh, hey, Walton.
Walton, how you doing, buddy? Goggins.
Oh,
you did. We're trying to kill flies around here.
I need my chopsticks.
So Hans is listening to Calabrese, which I found out is an American rock band. It's based out of Phoenix, Arizona. And the brothers Calabrese. That's their name.
Same boys they used to be.
They have been cited with other bands such as The Damned, Danzig, White Zombie, Rob Zombie, The Misfits, Typo Negative, Black Fag. Black
Fag.
So Calabrese. Hans is listening to an album by those guys called Born with a Scorpion's Touch. And since we're giving you two, his Friday choice was the Derek Trucks Band. You guys know Derek Trucks?
Yeah. He was a young blues Jew player.
He's a guitar player for the Allman Brothers Band now.
Oh.
Oh, really?
He has a Derek Trucks Band, and he also did some albums with Judy.
Who was a young prodigy, wasn't he?
Susan Tedeschi or whatever her name
is. Adrian Brodigy.
He's pretty trodigy, yeah.
Did you know Calabrese?
Yeah. I told you about those
is
guys.
Is any person, thing, or concept of or from Calabria, a region in southern Italy, including the various regional languages of Calabrese?
That's actually the guy's names in the
same
band.
Same boy they used to be. Isn't that how that song goes?
No.
What's the name of that song? Isn't it somebody's
call
name?
Call on Me.
Huh?
Call on Me.
Oh, Call on Me. That's what it is.
Can you see me? I'm the same Steve Winwood you used to be. And I've been listening to that new Mastodon, man. That's some good shit. I don't care what you say. It's called Once More Around the Sun. Another download from the Move Music. Mm-hmm. And Poison Idea's Greatest Hits, which I didn't even know existed. Poison Idea's Greatest Hits? What?
What?
It's like a 45-track double something or other that I downloaded, and it's fucking chock full of Poison Idea goodness.
Chock full of it.
Yep, they're going on tour to the fucking Europe this summer.
Really?
Yep, and so is Yob in the fall. They're all touring across the pond over there.
Wow.
Yeah, if you have a chance to check out the new Mastodon, Once More Around the Sun, they're branching out a little bit more, getting a little bit more different, but still very cool. I enjoyed it. The drummer's singing a lot more. He sings better. It's funny, dude. You ever go to YouTube? Of course you do. You ever read comments? Probably not. But sometimes it's funny because people are stupid. Dude, mostly young kids on there, but people are so stupid.
I like
stupid
to read comments from Beyonce videos on YouTube.
Dude, read some comments from some Mastodon videos on YouTube.
All right.
It's just people being stupid that don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Singing.
That's what you get when you go to YouTube.
I got caught up in it, but I didn't respond.
Yeah.
I just said, and now I'm talking about it again.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's talking about how the singer was flat on this note, and it was so bad that he couldn't even listen to it. When I'm listening to it with my own ears and hearing that it's not flat, and if it was flat, they would have fixed it. In the fucking studio. It's not, you're not hearing right because you're a fucking child.
Yep.
So
I'll flatten you.
Bear Kill 81, you're fucking dead, dude.
I know. Yep. 1817.
Yeah.
5150 12.
Mom boy 418.
Mm-hmm.
Or what about you? 2 minutes to midnight 44. I'm gonna fucking kick your ass for your comments on my YouTube video. What'd you say? Oh, you can't sing. Yeah.
Can't sing this. Do 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 do. Do do.
Well, listen here, Chadwick 490.
Oh, you know who that is, don't you?
Yeah.
See Hardwick.
I know, Chadwick.
Chardwick.
He's chitardic.
Now he has a hard Wikipedia.
Does he?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ew. Are you glad that At Midnight's on vacation again?
I didn't even notice.
Dude, Ron Funches
won. It takes a lot for me to watch that show.
He won the 100th episode and was the king of the internet.
Nice. Congratulations.
And he had his half hour special since I think
we talked
about.
It's too bad, though. He's undateable.
It's almost over. You can't just have him. That's not his only thing.
No, I'm just saying that he's undateable.
You should have watched his comedy special on Comedy Central. He had his half hour recently.
Right on. I don't watch comedy specials because they'll make me laugh.
He revealed something that he likes to smoke a little pot because that's his summertime thing. He's like,
to smoke a little pot too, just small little bowls.
He goes, it's also my wintertime thing. And it's creeping in on fall. And then some YouTube haters had to say, oh, that's a ripped off Mitch Hedberg joke, just changed. So which Mitch Hedberg joke is that ripped off, just changed, where he says,
I used to do drugs, I still do, but I used to too.
You think so? I think that's when they're talking about?
You could see to say it's referencing that
one. Yeah, because he's like,
I don't think it's ripping off his joke unless it's his fucking joke. That's not his joke.
It's just my wintertime thing.
Yeah.
Everybody's a ripoff. Everything's been done. I'm going to kill everybody.
I don't think that. I mean, we're just a different take on the same topic.
Yeah.
It's not the same joke. It's a topic. It was a different joke on the same
topic.
And
a lot of times, some people can hear a joke and then hear a funny twist on it and make a totally different joke.
That's why I don't watch specials.
So you don't steal people's stuff?
Yeah.
Ah. Well, I watch specials.
George Carlin.
And see people steal people's stuff without knowing they were stealing stuff because they're not stealing it because it's just parallel writing sometimes.
Yeah, it just happens.
Yeah. It's like when you write a song that goes C, C, G, G, F, 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 G, and you're like, hey, here's another song that goes C, C, F, 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 G, G, F, hey. That was my song before because I recorded it in 2013 and now it's 2014.
And then, and then 2015, Floyd wrote it.
And then you're like, hey, what the fuck? I thought Jimi Hendrix played that in 1967.
Dude, you can't say what the fuck. Now we're ripping off Mark Maron's podcast.
Lock the gates. Let's do this. What the fuckers? What the fuckies? What the fucksters?
Duckies.
What the fucking duckies? What the fuck, Lahomians? What the fuck? I listen to that show probably more than I should, but he's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. He's pretty self-deprecating. I kind of like that in a comic.
You ever do the Comedy Bang Bang cast?
Do I do it?
Bang Bang cast or the park cast?
It's so weird, dude. Scott Aukerman. Block Knockerman.
Uh-huh.
Cock Blockerman. Uh-huh. I wonder if he's ever used that one. He's had to have used Cock Blockerman.
Probably, he probably has.
We should do that for our
about,
news. I could be, hi, I'm Fairy Giles. Wait, I'm Fairy Smiles. Wait, me and Mike were going to have, it was going to be the Fairy and Dyke talk show.
I think that's Tom Lennon that used to do that to Scott Aukerman. He'd come in the studio as Gary and he'd always go, the hot sauce of it.
I'm Nuts and Satchel.
Mm-hmm. And they, the podcast is a fun one.
Yeah, but I can only listen to short versions of that without paying.
Yeah, the 20 minutes.
Yeah. I'm Sean Puffy. Quinnett. Sean Puffy Holmes.
How many homes does Sean Combs have?
Probably a lot of homes and a lot of combs.
Yeah. Ooh, I doubt he has many combs.
Picks?
Maybe.
Probably keeps picks around in case fucking Questlove stops by or Ron Funches.
Yeah.
I think those guys are kind of doppelgangers.
Are they the same?
They look kind of the same.
They're the same Reggie Watts.
They got a beard. Mm-hmm. And apparently there's an Albany Reggie Watts doppelganger going around, and he came into the Circle K on the midnight shift the other night when my daughter was working down there, and she's like, you look like, because she's been seeing me watching Comedy Bang Bang, you look like this comedian guy that's on TV, and he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And she's like, no, you have to. So you can't tell me that someone hasn't said that before. He's like, no one has said that before, and I don't know what you're talking about.
I would tell him he looks like...
And his friend's all, you're talking about Reggie Watts. He gets that all the time. He just likes to say he doesn't. He's like, oh, I'm Reggie Watts. Did you see that episode where he said, after two seasons on TV, and he's like, and here's our band leader, Reggie Watts. And he goes, Scott, why'd you call me Reggie? He's like, you know my name's Ryan.
Yeah, I did.
He's like, Reggie doesn't rhyme with lion. It's like, I'm sorry, I thought your name was Reggie the whole time. He's like, well, it's not. God. All right, Reggie. I mean, Ryan. Thanks. And, you know, if we would have thought of that, that'd be pretty funny. But to me, it's just fucking silly. If I would have just started calling you, if you just, I said, and here's a co-host, Dustin Gatch, and you're like, oh, real funny. My name's
Fred.
It's been Fred the whole time. Dustin.
Fred Winkley.
Dustin doesn't rhyme with dread. God. You don't even pay attention to me, do you? Fucking asshole.
Now, that is a crazy show. He's got a crazy sense of humor, but sometimes I wonder if he writes that whole thing.
Or if he has writers?
Or does he collaborate? Because he just... his wife is that one chick that she was on The Office once.
Who?
Remember when Michael Scott went to Benihana's and he brought those two chicks back to the Christmas party? And he was all drunk and couldn't remember which one was which.
Had to mark one of their arms.
Yeah, she was one of those chicks.
Hot Saucerman's wife?
Uh-huh, yeah, and she does that podcast with Howard Kramer.
Huh, I didn't know that.
Who charted.
It's not Cho, is it?
Huh?
I mean, it's not...
Margaret Cho?
Is it?
No!
Is it Ali Wong?
Oh, not Ali Wong. No, she's Kulip. Kulop. Kulop. Her name is Kulop.
Dude, Kulop.
Kulop.
Dude, stop it.
Okay, if you type in Kulop in Google, what do you get?
Kulop?
Kulop Google.
Google. I have a Kulop.
Kulop Valesak.
Goulash.
Kulop. That's her name.
He's chopped my ball sack. What?
Yep.
What?
She's in all sorts of shows as a guest star.
Kulop my ball sack?
Now she's making a movie. Yep. That's her right there. Kulop Valesak.
Oh, she looks just like Scott Snockerman.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I married her.
Yep. She's from Laos.
Cal?
The same place the Sousaphonisons are from.
Sousaphonis from?
Sousaphonisons. That's the cons from Hank Hill's next door neighbor.
Okay. All right. Okay, so it's the 4th of July. How many people do you know that are actually born on the 4th of July?
Who was born on the 4th of July?
A friend of ours.
Tom Cruise.
No, a friend that lives right around here.
My uncle.
You used to be in a band with him.
My uncle.
Gatch used to be in a band with this guy.
Huh?
He used to play drums in a band.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes why drummer?
Uh-huh.
Jeremy Daniels.
Yeah, it's Jeremy Daniels' 4th of July birthday today.
Happy birthday!
And this way we'll see how many people listen to this. Go out to Lacombe, to the house that I used to live in. Matthew Johnson is having a party for Jeremy Daniels. I got invited to it, but I can't go, so instead I want everyone to go there in proxy for me.
Mm-hmm. Proxy.
And you're not going to be invited, and you won't know anyone there. And if they're drunk enough when you get there, Matt will want to fight you. And that would be awesome for 4th of July. And then he can, like, shoot a mortar at you. Okay. Happy birthday, Jeremy Daniels, you dumb son of a bitch. I'm just kidding.
Yo.
I see him every now and again, so I can say that because we're friends.
You can go to Vince Neil's party, but your friend can't come.
Yeah, I thought that was Poison the first time I heard it. And then I thought, maybe it's Motley Crue. And then, it was Vince Neil.
Steve Stevens was on that album.
Well, I couldn't see it. I heard it on the radio the first time.
Steve Stevens.
Dude, he's Billy Idol. He's my Billy Idol guitar. He's my Billy Idol guitar.
He played with Ray Stevens in the Stevens Family Band.
Yeah. And Cat.
Yep.
Cat Stevens.
Cat Stevens, Ray Stevens.
They did Ahab the Arab with Steven Stevens and Steve Stevens and Stevens. And Stevens.
Yeah, but I don't think Cat Stevens would have dug on that.
Oh, dude, he got inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, too.
Yeah.
I am not going to be
Different country now.
He's a Talhead.
Mm-hmm.
He is now.
Yeah, and he gets...
His name is
harassed on planes.
He does, and he gets his ass on planes too.
So you're saying that he's bisexual?
No, he just gets his assed.
Harassed.
His assed.
Her ass or his ass. Okay, I was
Who else was born on today?
Nobody that I know of.
Steve Stevens.
Tom Cruise.
For Michael Jackson and Billy Idol.
Who was Michael Jackson?
Steve Stevens.
Michael Jackson.
Steve Stevens?
No, who was Steve Stevens was Michael Jackson's guitarist.
When?
Before Billy Idol.
After Billy Idol.
Oh, before Jennifer Batten and I? Jennifer Batten.
Yeah.
Dude, is anybody going to Guitars Under the Stars?
You don't remember the video where they're both in it?
Dude, Yngwie Malmsteen was at the Portland last weekend.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Don't.
No,
don't,
listen.
No.
Listen. This is fucking absolutely ridiculous. I saw the picture.
Okay.
Rosen Theater, Yngwie Malmsteen, 38 Marshall heads.
Wow.
And less cabinets, like 28 Marshall cabinets.
And they're just for show.
But yeah. Why would you even want to show more heads than cabinets when we're talking half and half cabinets? I counted double cabinets.
Is it symmetrical?
It's not even symmetrical. They had two cabinet stacks, like a full stack.
Mm-hmm.
And they all had three heads. And then they'd have one stack with six heads, like a half stack. And then they had nine heads in front of the drum. It was fucking ridiculous.
And they weren't like
I don't know.
Preamp processors?
I didn't get to see behind it or whatever because it could have been one of those fake things just full of nothing.
Yeah. Where they just put empty cabinets up.
Because
to make
if
wall.
All of those were turned on, you wouldn't be able to hear anything but the guitar. You wouldn't be able to hear drums and stuff.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, keep your stage volume down. Oh, well, I've only got like 116 speakers. I got 38 50 watt heads, so that's like, 1700 watts of power just for the guitar. Imagine, I'm going to be doing lots of solos and throwing my guitar up in the air and spinning it around my neck while I'm playing, too.
Imagine having to check all those knobs, though. Like,
dude.
Going up. You'd have to make sure all of them were fucking.
He hires hot chicks to check his knobs.
I would do.
Yngwie.
Yep.
It's Yngwie or the highway.
I don't know Michael Jackson to do it.
But Jason Moser did go see Yngwie because he said that it's his most inspirational guitarist that he's always loved the most.
Wow.
And then he was impressed, and I think he got upset when I made fun of his 38 Marshall heads and 28 cabinets, which is ridiculous. And then all of his friends also said, yep, they used to do that. Those are just fake cabinets. Those do not even got speakers in them, and if they are, they're not turned on. So he's got to hire a crew to move all those speakers, and he doesn't even use them. What a
nice.
Weirdo. That's not nice. That's dumb.
Did you know Steve Stevens is an in-demand session guitarist?
Oh, yeah.
In demand.
Oh, yeah.
He's also a television personality on the E! Show, Married to Rock.
See, that's his new... You didn't know that? His new band is called In Demand. That's what they mean by that.
One notable example is his Spanish guitar stylings for the trance group Juno Reactor.
Juno Reactor is the best Spanish trance band ever that has Steve Stevens in it.
Yep. Did you know he played the Top Gun anthem? Did you know that?
No, I didn't. But I loved his solo in Rebel Yell.
In the Rebel Yell!
And I love his dreamy chords in Eyes Without a Face.
He played on the Billy Idol album Greatest Hits.
Are you kidding me? Every song or just dancing
I don't
with
know.
Myself?
He also played on the very best
if
of Billy
the
Idol.
Chance, I'd ask the world to dance and I'm a dancing with myself.
And Billy Idol's hit album VH1 Storytellers. Is that an album?
Yeah, they make albums of Foo Fighters, VH1 Storytellers.
What's on it? Anything?
They tell a story about the song, and then they play the song, and then they tell a story, and then they sing a song.
Oh, they tell the story of how the song was written?
No, they say what the song's about. This song is called Night Moves, and it's about me and my girlfriend when the woods got heavy out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy. We were working on mysteries without any clues, and it's like, hey, you're just reading the lyrics. So that's what the song's about. We were working on the Night Moves. I'm going to be playing at Dante's next month, so please come and see me. It's a 300-capacity place, Bob Seger.
Steve Stevens is on Sebastian Bach's new album, Give Him Hell.
I thought you were going to say sabbatical. Steve Stevens on a sabbatical from his religious tour with his fucking Japanese trance band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he's on tour with Sebastian Bach?
Yeah.
Huh. That's weird.
Yep. Sebastian. He is in the genre of heavy metal, hard rock, and progressive metal.
Some people call it crotch rock.
It's produced by Bob Marlette.
Hey, is that crotch rock? Well, turn it up.
Turn up the radio.
Hey, Jay Moore's Stories podcast had the premiere of the song Temptation from Sebastian Bach's album.
Really?
Yep, it's got 4-star rating.
You know what I think? Who I think should start a new podcast? That Timothy
Billy
guy.
Idol.
No, it'd be called The Elephant in the Room. What? Oh, shit. Gat sprung a leak. Quick, plug him. Oh, thank you.
Dude, it debuted at number 3 on the Hard Rock albums.
What did?
With 4,000 copies sold. That's what it takes to get to number 3 on the Hard Rock albums. 4,000 copies sold in your first week in the U.S.
Wow.
Way.
That was Sebastian Bach.
That's monkey business.
That's 80 per state.
That's too much 80. Monkey business.
That's 80 per state.
That's not that hard. I could do that on an underground tour.
You know, 4,000. They only get...
Wow.
They didn't even need to get big package on disc makers.
Who are you calling a big package?
Man, number 3. Yep, it's got Duff McKagan on bass. And John 5 on the guest musician.
Yeah.
And Richard Villa did the cover art.
Richard Villa? Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Oh my god. Oh my god. He's my favorite guy that I don't know about. Can you hear what's happening right now? Hey, you guys, if you're going to let off fireworks, please don't blow your dick off.
Yep. And don't blow the dick off a veteran.
And don't blow
cool.
the eyes off your face either, because Billy Idol.
Eyes off.
Or if you're a female, don't blow your vajayjay up.
Even if you stick a sparkler up your butt, that's probably going to cause problems with your colonoscopy that you have in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Friday night doesn't happen on 4th of July all the time, and I said that backwards, but it doesn't matter.
If you're going to shoot a Roman candle out your vajayjay, don't put it in backwards.
What happens if you put it in backwards?
Then you get
fucked.
No, they shoot out your butt.
Have you ever been fucked by Roman?
Yeah, Roman candle.
No, my name is Roman, but I am a Russian. My fingers are Russian.
You think there's ever you ever think there's a Roman candle or a Roman guy named Candle? So
no.
You would be a Roman candle.
Last time power went out, I light Russian candle and fucking walls broke off.
Boom.
This is my new character. He's coming out for a Bandcamp album.
I used to use flash grenades as the candles.
We're going to have to do 1-minute loop of this song because we forgot to tell people send us money now.
Send us money now. Down payment, send it now.
That's right. I was going to do a Bill Burr rant, but I'm not going to do it. God damn it, we can't do this for free. It costs money, you motherfuckers.
I know. Just send us a dollar.
We're having fun. You are too.
I know.
All right, thanks
Consider
for being here,
Flames.
Consider
it a quarter an episode.
Yeah.
A quarter an episode? Like 7 grams per episode?
Mm-hmm.
That's an awesome deal for us.
Wow.
Times 3, that's 21. That's how old I was.
Illegal.
That's how old I was when I went to the strip club. 21.
21.
Was that the last time you went?
No, that was the first time I went, but I didn't get to go in because I forgot my ID. Who forgets their ID to a bar on a birthday?
Ooh.
A stoner.
I need your ID to get your ID, I heard.
Dude, don't even get me started.
I
gotta get a fucking birth certificate just so I can get my fucking license renewed when I'm still the same motherfucker that got my license when I was fucking 17 years old. Yep. Fucking assholes. All right, thanks for listening, you guys. Please be careful with your fireworks.
Listen to us at the DMV.
That's right. They're dicks. We're cool. And we'll see you next time.
Rock on.
And metal and flames.